Thank you very much, colleagues. I've been sitting here listening very carefully, you know, to all these very, very, very important inputs that have been made, you know, by colleagues, you know, from all the ranges, all the way from leadership, you know, to the professionals, and most importantly, you know, to the people, from the people who are affected, you know, themselves. I think you set the tone right from the beginning, Mariama, by saying, and I'm trying to remember what you said exactly, si la tête n'est pas normale, le cœur ne peut pas s'ouvrir aux autres. If the head is really not normal, the heart cannot open itself, you know, to others. And the key word here is normal. We all are striving and crying for normalcy in situations where very few things are normal. There is nothing normal, you know, to leave home simply because home is no longer safe. It is nothing normal to experience, you know, 18 years of your life in a situation of refuge. There is nothing normal, you know, for a child to witness things that a child should have never witnessed, you know, like some of the examples, you know, you gave. It is not normal also to overnight, you know, lose everything, including your own dignity and your own identity, including your own name. And you are only now the refugee, the victim, the IDP, the beneficiary. And these are not identities of anybody. These are just situations, situations where each of us, you know, could find ourselves in if we had the misfortune, you know, to be in the wrong place, you know, in a wrong time. And what people then in those kind of situations are crying for is exactly that normalcy. But what is that normalcy about? You know, it is about maybe for us all, you know, to try to see the invisible wounds, you know, that people are struggling with. To try, whenever possible, to extend this hand for support, to give the shoulder to lean on, and often at times even to try to find words that are soothing words, even when words do not have many meanings, you know, in such kind of a situations. And there are situations that can be overwhelming for both, you know, people that are affected as well as those that would are supposed to be providing those services. Beyond the qualification, you know, of the psychiatrist, the psychologist, the humanitarian worker, the aid professional, behind all those qualificatives also there are human beings that also can try to cope, you know, with the mental, same mental health issues that we are talking about. So we are living today, you know, in times where the scope and magnitude, you know, of those issues are so huge, and we try to translate them into numbers. I'm sure you may have heard many statistics, you know, during this forum, the 70 million people of this, the other 68 million of that. But behind each of those units, you know, there is a story, and those stories can never be told by numbers and figures. And then we need to go down to those stories in order to understand, you know, what we need to do. And of course, none of us alone can do it. And there is a call, a very clear call that we are hearing here. It is a call for humility to understand, you know, that we have to permanently question ourselves in order to open ourselves to new learnings, but also to try to do more, to do better, and to do it faster in situations, you know, where the needs are so urgent. Now, we hear the call for leadership, and I'm very happy to see that Sigrid and Tedros were here right from the beginning, also to show that leadership, you know, that is required. But we also hear a very strong call for partnership. You know, partnership between the host communities and the guests that are coming into, between those communities and the governments, you know, that should not only make the promises like we hear today here, but also keep those promises that are being made and deliver on them. If we do not deliver on those promises, trust will not be built. And if there is no trust, there is no acceptance. If there is no acceptance, there will be, you know, no partnership. And I think that will allow us maybe to travel together, you know, this journey to respond, and that journey will help us just to bring us back to where we all belong to, which is the one and only humanity that we all share, that makes it that if any parts of humanity is touched, you know, we all are touched, you know, at the same time, and none of us will in fact be safe until we all are in that same field. And that is in that spirit that I would also like to join the call for partnership and pledge from the Red Cross and Red Crescent movement, 192 national societies in 192 countries, and 14 million volunteers on the ground to be there on your side to accompany you in this humanitarian journey to make sure that we mind the mind, as we say, but as Sigrid also said, we don't stop in minding the mind, but we should try to reach the soul, that soul also that we all share. So thank you very much.